Probably it was the last Friday of Shawan of 1414. Sunnah inspiring Ijtima was held in Korangi, Babul Madina, Karachi, where a young man was allowed to meet me, the Sage Madina. He met me. He was overcome with fear. He swore that a young daughter of his relative had passed away all of a sudden. Afterwards, when people and he were going back after the girl's burial, her father remembered that a handbag in which some important documents had been kept was also buried with her. Just by mistake, they had a compulsion to dig the grave once again so that her father got the handbag. On removing a slab from the grave, they started shouting out of horror. The young girl who was wrapped in a very clean shroud and buried in the grave some minutes ago, tore her shroud and stood up. She was curved like a bow. Her both legs were fastened with her hair and so many small weird and dangerous animals caught the girl tightly after seeing the horrible view. All of them felt scared extremely. Without getting that handbag, they threw sand and ran away. Afterwards, he asked relatives the girl's bad deed after coming back home. They told she hadn't been involved in the deeds, which were generally taken to be immoral, but she also used to be chick like others and avoided veil. Just a few days before death, she attended marriage of a relative. For that she had got haircut fashionably. She dressed up stylishly, like other girls. She did not wear veil either. Oh my sisters, you must always wear veil and must not stroll on streets, or else listen up after being buried in grave. Snake, scorpion, you will see and shout. After listening to the heartbreaking and moving story of the fashionable girl, would those Islamic sisters of ours who make odd type of excuses on the behest of Satan not learn any lesson? I am compelled. Veil isn't observed in family. Family culture has to be respected. Clear conscience is vital. I have good intention, etc. Will family culture or worldly progress drive in compulsions help you get rid of punishment in grave and hell? If not, well, truly it can't. That's why you must repent of the act of avoiding veil. Come what may, tu khushi ke phool legi kab talak, tu yahan zinda rahegi kab talak.